like they used to be. Scratched.
Yes, welcome to SVR. It's a Wednesday afternoon. It's John Borrett here. I'm doing my usual vinyl-only hour. I have to put them all onto mini-disc to do it because I now live just outside of Bridgewater, and so I can't really come down to Sidmouth every week or do anything like that. So that's really it. I play vinyl only. And you can sometimes, and not a lot of these tracks that you wouldn't even know it was vinyl. I've cleaned them all off and everything, and they sound really good. And what I've done as well, to keep the flow going, I play about four tracks from an LP. And again, that makes it sound, to me anyway, it sounds really good. So let's have no more. Let's play the first track. It should be by the Everly Brothers, fingers crossed. And here they come any second now. Yeah, any second now. Here they come, you see.
Crying 'cause she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. Oh, but you know, she'll get by because she's living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy her a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love her just as much as she
Love of the Common People by the Everly Brothers, and these are all tracks from an LP called the Warner Brothers. It's just called the Warner Brothers, I think. Let's have another look. The Warner Brothers Years, the Warner Brother Years Volume 2. And the thing is, the Everly Brothers, I'm that kind of age where I didn't buy their LPs or singles, because it was singles in those days, when they got really popular. I was a little bit too young, even I was too young in those days. And so these are tracks that, when they weren't so popular, I was starting to buy singles in those days. So that's what we're hearing, some tracks which And the other unfortunate thing I remember now as well, we had a pub in Bath, and when we left the pub, I left a big sack of my 45s there, and I went. The people who moved us, we moved us to Cornwall, and when we got down to Cornwall after a couple of weeks, I suddenly realised I didn't have my black bag of 45s, and of course I went and phoned the people up, and they mysteriously had vanished. I can't say any more than that. They had gone. So that's why I bought this LP, so that I can play these tracks again. And again, you should enjoy them. So let's have another track from the Warner Brothers Volume 2. The Everly Brothers, it is, of course. Some of these were B-sides as well, but the next track should have been a big hit for the Everly Brothers, but by then their time was over. The Beatles had come along. It's My Time.
Gather round, men, you I grew up with, my old friend that I used to scuff with. It's my time, it's my time, it's my time, it's my time to cry, it's my time to cry, it's my turn to cry, yeah, 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 it's my time.
come here, girls. I first kissed on the mouth with, I need your tender words so kind. You've all had your misty eyes, but old friends, goodbye to dry. It's my time, it's my time, it's my time, it's my time to cry, it's my time to cry, oh, it's my turn to cry, yeah, yeah, it's my time, it's my time, it's my time, it's my time.
I went to see the Everly Brothers down in Cornwall. They were doing a show down there, and we went to see them. That was Joy and John Ambridge and Suzanne and myself. And actually, I was very disappointed with them because all they did was play all their old hits. So the tracks you're hearing now, they didn't play them. They also had an LP out at the time, On the Wings of a Nightingale. They played the one track off that. That was the one that Paul McCartney wrote for them. And that was it. All the rest of the time, they had a fantastic band. They had Albert Lee on guitar and Pete Winfield on piano. So they were really good, but it was so disappointing. I thought they would have played some of the stuff that perhaps people didn't know. But I don't suppose they bothered to practice anything apart from the big hits. So on that, we'll have one more track by the Everly Brothers, and then we'll move on to somebody else. So press that button, and it should start again any second.
Like a lonely old timer out of my mind, looking for that lady who was sweet and kind to me. Back when the milk train used to rumble my shack, used to stop outside of my door, but now the milk train doesn't come by here anymore. La, 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 la. Now the only come on through is a Jimmy John now and then, and I dream of the day she'll come back this way and let me get to know her again. Oh, like way back when the milk train used to rumble my shack, used to stop outside of my door, but now the milk train doesn't come by. Train doesn't come by here anymore.
Yes, that's the last rap by the Everly Brothers. We're going to move on to Fairport Convention now. And this is their very first LP. 1968. Fairport Convention. This track was written by Joni Mitchell.
Woke up, it's Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I heard was a song outside my window, and the traffic rolled the world. It came ringing up like Christmas bells and wrapping up like pipes and drums. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on a day and we'll wear it till the night comes. Look up, it was Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I saw was the sun through yellow curtains and a rainbow on my wall. Blue, red, green and gold to welcome you, crimson crystal beads to beckon. Oh, won't you stay, we'll put on a day, there's a sunshine every second. First thing that I knew, there was milk and toast and honey and a bowl of oranges too. And the light poured in like butterscotch and stuck to all my senses. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on a day and we'll talk in the present tenses. Won't you wake up, it's the Chelsea morning.
So the only couple of tracks we're going to have by Fairport Convention, purely because the actual LP isn't that good, and it was a bit scratchy as well, but a couple of tracks are alright. And the other thing about Fairport Convention, they were victims of, well, it wasn't their success as such, but everyone used to be travelling around on motorways and things like that, and tragically Fairport Convention got done a gig, and their drummer, well, he didn't just have an accident, he had a car crash, and he died in the car crash. And Martin Lamble, I think, was his name. I wouldn't swear to that because I haven't got the LP with me. But there was a bit, I think I was talking to Phil about how they used to travel all over the country, and Phil was sort of saying it was marvellous, no one was died from it. Because we were talking about the Beatles, really. But Fairport Convention, they had a proper casualty there. I saw Fairport Convention when I was living in Cornwall as well. And by then, they were much more like the Fairport Convention now. And I had a little chat to them afterwards, as you do when you have a drink or two, and mentioned that I did see them once before that. And that was the day after Sandy Denny left them. And they remembered it like I did, I think, because they didn't know the words of any of the songs or anything. Well, they half knew them, but they basically played an instrumental gig instead there. And that was in Bristol. Anyway, let's have one more track by Fairport Convention from their very first LP. Here it comes now.
Thank you. the street, and her Vanity Fair sighs in the eyes of the boarding house lady who stares, thinking I
got the dogs with me today, so that's why you have heard a bluff just a minute ago. That was Rosie having a complaint. I've got Charlie and Bertie here as well, but now we've got Wes McGee. That's a cool one. Wes McGee comes from England, though you wouldn't think so because he sounds very well, it's not. We're Mexican, isn't it? Where's McGee?
Bye.
Yes, Buzz McGee, we've got the LP now, and it's called, what is it called? Zacatecas. I don't know. Zacatecas. And it's called, I think it'll be called, I'll Be Thinking of You. Let's hope so, anyway.
Rosemary, I've been thinking of you. In the headlight of some border town, I've been thinking of you.
Yes, you can feel the Texican air and everything, yeah? Here's another track from the same LP.
Crazy.
have one more track by him. I'm not giving you much information because I can't find out anything about him. I don't know why, because I've got a load of his LPs. Anyway, one more track by Wes McGee.
This time we're really
Wes McGee there, that was obviously an Elvis Presley number. Anyway.
If you would like to contact Sin Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page or download our free iPhone or Android app available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.
Indeed, it's proper community radio, Sid Valley Radio. And it's John Borrett here on a Wednesday afternoon trying to create havoc. And I definitely succeed him. I've got dogs and everything in here today. And just, I couldn't even find anything about Wes McGee. But it was a nice LP, it's okay. Now, the next person we're going to hear, fingers crossed, I do know a little bit about, so we shall play a track and then we shall indulge in him from there. So here we go again, vinyl only, as I say, so it should be good.
My amigo. Thank you.
need money. I need love. I need a Cadillac. Give me a shove. Get me out of this uptight. I know, but my ego ain't my amigo
is called The Buck on Everything. I've got an autograph, so I went to see him. I went with Glenn when we were living in Froome. We went over to Bristol to see him, and he was very good, really was. And Terry Allen, we're going to hear. I don't think he'll be back now because he's pretty old. I'm pretty old, but even Terry Allen's older still. So on that note, we shall press this button and we should get another track from the Buck on Everything LP. That's what it says here, and it should be another track any second.
What I heard.
Terry Allen, The Buck on Everything, and this is a track all about when he met his wife.
30 years war wall. This song starts off about 1956. We were at a dance. She was with Freddie L. Fat Freddie, we called him. And I was with Myrtis M., a girl with a snapping turtle spine. You'd be dancing with old Myrtis and have your hand on her back, and two bones would come out and grab your finger and nearly break it off. I met Joe Harvey at this dance, and I had a crew cut, a red sports coat, and they called me Rubber Legs. Well, I remember standing all scrubbed down and clean, the tapping my foot by the record machine. And I was watching you dance, watching you prancing, and noticed you glancing at me. So I took my first chance and I asked you to dance, and we touched the first time with a song flying by. When the blue of your eyes met my blues down inside, well, I knew that we two could fly. Through 30 years of confusions and change, 30 years of stress and strains, 30 years to be accused and to blame, all 30 years that don't mean a thing when you put on the side them good songs we sang. Texas. So now I'm still standing, but roughed up in me, kicking my boots at the record machine. Till I remember the dances, remember the chances, remember you glancing at me. So I just brush off my pants and I ask you to dance, and we touch once again with a song flying home. And that smile all your own still beats all I've ever known. So I laugh and I moan, because we two have flown. Through 30 years of storms and rains, 30 years of the fears and the pains, 30 years of the wars and the games, 30 years that don't mean a thing when you put on the sign them good songs we sang. Thank you.
There's been a bit of a fault in here, but I think we're back here again. So let's listen to the end of Terry Allen, and we'll finish with a couple of Brian Bennett. Oh, do I hate technology.
But it won't reflect on me. Again, because I just left myself today. Yeah, I just packed me up and went away. I didn't float, I didn't fly, I did not transcend. No, I just walked out on me again.
Well, if there's any problems, I'm not going to re-record the show now. So we've just got a few minutes to go. And it's Mr. Brian Bennett. Brian Bennett used to be the drummer in The Shadows. And you wouldn't know it hearing this, because he's the drummer, after all. He doesn't do big drum solos. And actually, at the same time, it's going to bring me to the end of the show. We've only got about another 3.5 minutes to go, so I can talk over these, because this is what I do. I tend to play stuff now towards the end of the show, because I'm not ever certain how long it'll last. And so this is a good track to finish with. The LP is called Change of Direction. It's Mr. Brian Bennett. He's the drummer on this track, recorded at Abbey Road Studios. This is Brian Bennett's, well, I think it's his only solo LP, but he may have done some since. But the LP is called Change of Direction. We're probably not going to hear many more tracks from it, because the time is now almost 4 o'clock. It's 58:30. So we're going to just let this one play out. I want to thank you all for listening. Sorry, it's all been a bit of a shambles again, but let's see. Yeah, there's one more track to come. It should be called Canvas. And I say, keep listening to Sid Valley Radio because it is proper community radio. And they have idiots like me around just to make it even worse. So thank you once again. Bye.